Okay, thank you. So now we're moving to our now annual outreach from the group at Los Cumbres Observatory. Those of you who've been here before know about this. Those who haven't, there is this marvelous observatory located in Santa Barbara, which we'll hear a bit about, which has a fantastic outreach program, which you can actually yourselves and your students get involved in. And Rachel will describe it a bit, and tomorrow there's a class which she will tell you about. Here's this. Oh, you want to set up a computer? No.
Can you guys hear me?
I'll keep this like that.
All right, now can you guys hear me? All right. So hi, I'm Rachel. I'm from Los Cumbres Observatory. I do a lot of education and outreach, most of it just a bit local. All right, is this better? Okay. Sorry, I'm not very good with microphones. So I do some local education and outreach, and then I do a lot of international, international education and outreach. All right, so I'll just tell you a little bit about us. All right, so basically what we're doing is we're actually based just down the street, and we're building this global network of telescopes. They're going to range in size. We have 0.4-meter telescopes, which you can see our engineers working on right there. We have one of our prototypes set up actually out in our parking garage, or our parking lot, and scientists are doing some science on it, so that's getting really exciting. And then we've also got these two-meter telescopes located in Hawaii on top of Haleakala and in Australia at Siding Spring Observatory. Currently, these two-meter telescopes are being used by the Fox Telescope Program, which is our sister program in the UK, and they're being used by UK schools mostly. So the point of our building all these telescopes and creating a network is so that we can have 24/7 coverage of the sky. So if you have this long-term observation, you can go from site to site and still keep observing the same thing. One of our mottos is the sun will always set on Los Cumbres. So here we go. We got sunset. This is from the top of Haleakala. Sunset from Siding Spring Observatory. And sunset from Chile, where one of our sites will be. So, and we got a fox who's keeping our astronomers company up there. Okay. Our numbers, I think, are a little bit outdated right now. I didn't have the new numbers, but these are where some of our sites are going to be, and the different colors just show which different telescopes are going to be there. So in addition to the 0.4s and the 2-meter telescopes, we're also going to have 1-meter telescopes, which we're currently in the process of designing and just starting to build, I think. So you can see we're going to have the a full ring in the northern and southern hemisphere. We have another couple of maybe spots, which aren't on the map yet, just to create, just maybe to cover the gap up in somewhere. All right, and this is our first light image taken by the point four that we have set up in our parking lot. So just cool picture, no alignment, no filters, first time out on the sky. So it's pretty exciting for us. All right, so what will you guys be able to do with these telescopes in your schools? Well, for one, you guys will get telescope time. We're going to have two different systems. It's either going to be real time, where you guys will be able to log on and actually control a telescope, and we'll have a little webcam set up so you can actually watch the telescope move when you tell it to move. Or if you just want to get your data, we'll have a queued-based schedule where you just submit your observations and you'll get them back the next day or the next week, whenever the telescope's able to fit it in. We'll have a very interactive website, which we're in the process of building right now. The website, our plans for the website will go over how to use the network, how to use the telescopes, different ideas of observing projects, different observing programs that you guys will be able to join in and help contribute data to. You guys will be able to do real scientific research, and I'm going to hold off a little bit about this one and talk about and do something at the end instead. And STEM. I mean, with astronomy, you can cover science, technology, engineering, math. You can also go into art and literature. Astronomy is just everywhere, very cross-curricular. So it's just a good hook to grab people in. Right. These are just a few of the projects. Some of them were done by students. Some of them were done by our astronomers, but will be able to be done by the students. So this is just a variable light curve done by one of our astronomers. This is using a 14-inch telescope in Australia. We got a rotation curve. This was done as is what they call a theme observing day in the UK, where several schools will log on and take data of this asteroid, and then they all collect their data at the end, and then they make this rotation curve, and then they calculate how fast the rotation is spinning. Too many buttons. There was a student also in the UK who measured the expansion of the Crab Nebula and got very close to the accepted value of how fast it's expanding, which is 8% the speed of light out there. We've got an extrasolar planet observation. This was done on our 2-meter telescopes by another one of our astronomers. And then we've got an asteroid. And if you look really closely, you can actually see the asteroid moving in the picture. And this was done by another school in the UK. It's actually a very popular project. All right. Just a few pretty pictures taken from our telescopes. All of the ones on this side were taken and processed by students. I know some of you are coming to the class tomorrow, and in that class I'll show you how to do something like that. And then the ones on this side were taken by some of our astronomers and just to see what can be done on a smaller telescope. So these will be pretty comparable to what will come out on the 0.4 meter telescopes when we get those built and deployed. All right. And then this is our website. I've made flyers for you guys and, of course, forgot them all. So. So this is our website. Our website is under a lot of construction right now. There's not a lot of information on it, but there is some basic information. So go there. Feel free to contact me for any more information. And right now I'd like to introduce April, who is an eighth grader at Goleta Valley Junior High, to talk about her science fair project.
Okay. Oh yeah, it's working. So I did my science fair project on a light curve of a binary system, and that was UNSW-V-444. If that's any help at all. Okay, so Dr. Hidosh and Miss Barton came to Goleta Valley, and they were working with our school for telescope time, and we ended up at Starbucks because the computer system failed at our school. And so that's when I met Dr. Dosh and Ms. Barton, and they were the first ones who were working with me for my science fair project, and that's how I got contact with them. And for the rest of it, I mostly talked with email. And so at Starbucks, that's where I did a lot of the training. Then I had a guide on how to use a telescope. And so I waited for telescope time and something to observe. And I had a lot of different ones I could have done. But a lot of times the weather failed. So, yeah, I got time on the telescope. I got three different observing sessions. And so, and they were from about, they started at either 12 or 2:30 or somewhere in between. And they lasted for 6.5 hours. And so I took images for that full time. Oh, yeah, 12:30 in the morning. Yeah, I got up very early. And then took about 140 images for each run. And I put the images on IRIS and used aperture photometry and got the magnitude and intensity. And then I got the time the image was taken. And I put the data on an Excel spreadsheet and made a light curve. And then I compared it to known binary star light curves and determined that it did show that it was a binary system. And that's one of my graphs. That's from the very first observing night. And so, yeah, there's my conclusion. I took my project first to county, and I got a gold medal at county. And then I took my project to state, and I got a fourth place in all of California for physics and astronomy division. And that's me with my medal. And I have some acknowledgments for Dr. Dosh, Dr. Street, and Ms. Barton, and then John Schoberg, who the telescope is on his property, and then Mrs. Miller, my science teacher, and my parents for making sure I was awake at the right times, and then Ms. Ross. No questions?
Well,
that was the one I got word of, and it sounded interesting, and that was the only one I got time on telescope, but the weather didn't fail on me, so I could actually do the project using that one.
Is anybody else? Okay.
What do you have down here under future research?
I think I have, you could use it for different things, such as use light curve of an asteroid, find out what its composition is, and you could use it for different types of variable stars, see what sort of star they are, like if they're in a different phase of their life, or it's a binary system. You could use it to find extrasolar planets. And you could use this to find the rotation speed of a binary system, but I failed to do that because I didn't have the full rotation.
That's great.
Hi. Will this experience motivate you to do anything else in this area? Like, do you have any plans for your next science fair project or any ideas of things you want to do following this?
Well, I definitely want to do more projects like this. It was fun. I've been into astronomy since I was in fourth grade, for sure, because I got really into it, and I tried to write a book on Neptune, but I failed. I actually recently got invited for a time on the Fulks telescope, and I think I'm going to take it.
If there is nobody else, then let's congratulate.
There is somebody.
All right, so for those of you who are coming to the class, I've got a list of your names. There are a couple slots left if anybody else is interested. It's going to be tomorrow morning from about 8 a.m. to noon at the South Coast Inn, Best Western, which I believe a lot of you are staying at, so very easy. It'll be in the Enterprise Room. I think that's right, Enterprise Room. Yeah, you guys are welcome to bring your own laptops. All the software that we're going to be using is freely available, and you're able to download it from the internet. So anybody who wants to bring your own laptop, if you want to come a couple minutes early, I can help you set up your computer for it. And I think that's about it for tomorrow. So see you guys then.
So I think I personally want to congratulate April.
Thanks.
And I think we will, at the end of the session, maybe we will once again give her a round of applause. But I think Jocelyn wants to make a comment.
Just a quick announcement. Cliff Gerstmann will be at the class tomorrow. And he said that he's right over there. And he said he will be driving right past LAX tomorrow. So if anybody wants to hitch a ride with him, he is more than willing to take you down to LAX, but you have to be ready right after the class is over. So meet him at the Best Western. Second announcement, we have these cool magic mugs for sale if anybody wants a keepsake to go. When you put hot water in the mug, it shows a picture of the round corner of our building going up into outer space. And if anybody wants an extra hat, in addition to your free hat, those are also on sale for $8. Thank you.
Okay, so personally, I would like to say that I enjoyed this experience very much. So I thank the KITP for giving me this opportunity for this experience. And let's say thank everybody for an excellent set of talks.